This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here to talk about with me, JD Tuccilli is a contributing editor of Reason.com. And I thank you for making time today. This is a very important piece that you wrote.
Well, thanks. And thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You write that in the race among U.S. law enforcement agencies to be the snoopiest, most intrusive, and greatest threat to privacy, it's really hard to score the players because, well, let's face it, they're pretty good about their monitoring and covering their tracks.
Well, yeah. I mean, they like watching us, but they don't like it when we watch them back. Fortunately, you've got groups like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is the organization behind the Atlas of Surveillance. And if your listeners are interested, atlasofsurveillance.org is the tool they put up. And it's really kind of fascinating and chilling at the same time. The database is searchable and mappable. So you can search on your community, or if you're traveling, you can look at a map and kind of plot out what you'll encounter surveillance-wise along the way. And I did that to my the nearest town to where I live, Cottonwood, Arizona. And I found that, the police department there uses body cams. And I want to point out that not all surveillance tools are bad. Body cams are a way, kind of verifying what happened in encounters between police and the public. But that police department also has a contract with Ring, which is the company owned by Amazon, which has these doorbell cameras. And it gives police access to the footage that is filmed by these doorbell cameras. And nominally, users are supposed to be able to opt into this, but we know that Ring has been turning over on request footage of what happens in the surrounding community, just the request of police departments. It's kind of a low-cost, easy way to implement a network of surveillance cameras in any given town. You install one of these cameras, and whether or not you really opt in, the police can get access to what your camera sees out in the street beyond. That was interesting. But I had also taken a road trip to Kansas State University recently with a son of mine, driving from Arizona to Kansas. And I was curious as to what we'd encountered along the way. And so I looked at a map of our journey, and I found that we'd gone through areas that were covered by surveillance drones. We'd gone through areas where there are license plate readers. These are cameras that automatically scan the license plate of your car as you go by and match it to a database to see if there's any kind of alert out on it. We'd gone through communities where Albuquerque, New Mexico, where there are cell phone towers, trackers, that can locate a cell phone by spoofing the existence of a commercial cell phone tower. I mean, there's an awful lot of surveillance out there, especially in the interstates if you're traveling. And then when we hit stretches of county and state road, minor roads, there's much less surveillance these days. And, of course, a lot of these networks aren't yet tied together. So as you travel, you might be surveilled by any given agency. That doesn't mean they're talking to each other and sharing the data yet. But it's kind of an indication of the future to come. And it's hard to believe that we're not going to be seeing more surveillance rather than less as the years progress.
And what about facial recognition?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these cameras now I'll point out, Ring, the company, has said they will not include facial recognition in their cameras, and they will not sell that technology to police departments. But that's one company. Facial recognition technology has been accelerating in recent years. I mean, that's technology where algorithms, as a camera scans, say, a crowd, will try to match the faces in the crowd to database photos, very often drawn from driver's license records. A lot of these databases have drawn from public records, our photos that are already out there, and they try and match identities. They're much more accurate if, say, you're at a border checkpoint and you're standing there just by yourself in front of a camera than they are if they're scanning a crowd. But the technology is progressing. And, yes, there are definitely cameras along the way, especially in the larger cities and major communities, where the closed-circuit TV cameras that either are run by the community or that they have access to from private people who have installed them around their businesses and their homes, they have access to this facial recognition software, and they tie it in very often to either networks of public databases, or there's a couple of big companies now that kind of offer these plug-and-play surveillance systems to police departments that want to subscribe to the services.
And J.D., you write that BuzzFeed News put together a list of 1,803 government agencies that used or had tried facial recognition tools from Clearview AI.
Yeah, this is as of a year ago, and BuzzFeed got hold of some internal documents. And Clearview AI is the market leader in facial recognition technology in the United States. There's a bunch of competing companies around the world and around this country, but Clearview AI has the biggest kind of installed database and number of subscribers in the U.S. And they, as of a year ago, or even longer back than that, already had offered their services, provided services to over 1,800 government agencies in the United States, in North America. I believe there's some Canadian agencies in there too, that had either tried or had ongoing subscriptions these facial recognition services. And so if they could put in the faces of suspects who they want to locate and use cameras scanning crowds, and as time goes on, their chance of actually spotting the person as they walk through a public area in front of the camera has been improving. Even better, and eventually, of course, they're going to get to the point where they can check, crowds against, as I mentioned, things like driver's license photos in their databases, and simply put up names of the people that are scanned. You see that in movies now, where the technology isn't quite there yet, but we're also not that far away from it yet. So that's one company, just one company, offering facial recognition services to 1,800 government agencies. There's a similar company, Motorola now, purchased Vigilant Solutions, and they have a similar dominance in the license plate recognition field. And they also have database of license plates and can scan and match those against their database and identify, kind of track you as you journey, so long as you pass in front of the camera that's hooked into their database.
And if this makes people nervous, I mean, should they be nervous, or is it the old kind of thing where if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear?
Well, I mean, to some extent or another, I think we should be nervous, because what is defined as wrong is set by the powers that be. And we live at a time when we have extremely politicized law enforcement agencies, and they're kind of they serve at the will of partisan, factions that strongly dislike each other. And that's kind of dislike anybody who's not on their team. So if, as they weaponize, and they have weaponized the law enforcement agencies to send them after, they've weaponized the IRS, they've definitely for decades weaponized the FBI that's been used by both major political parties to go after political enemies. As they weaponize these tools and define by their own terms what it means to do something wrong, that surveillance then is turned against people to discover what they're doing wrong. So it's not a matter of, hey, I don't break into houses and I don't attack people. It's a matter of, have you crossed the powers that be in any way, and would you want them tracking your movements to political party meetings, to organizational meetings, to your volunteer services, to your business? I mean, do you want anybody putting these connections together? And, of course, do you want people on the inside selling that data to marketers, private investigators, whoever it might be in the future? Because government leaks like a sieve. It's not like this is all just going to be used for official purposes. So I would say we all have something to be worried about. And if we can't rein in the technology, and if we can't find means of defeating the surveillance, we certainly have yet another reason to want to limit the scope of the government so that there's fewer laws it's enforcing, and it's a less dangerous institution, so that even when it does surveil us, there's less harm. We can kind of manage the harm that it does in the end.
Yeah, no question about it. And I'm really nervous, too, about things like, for example, I mean, just cashless tolling. I mean, everywhere you go nowadays, it's license plate by mail. It's everything. Some people just don't want to be tracked. And, they have a right to not be tracked, JD. But it seems as if today that's almost become legitimately impossible.
It's increasingly difficult. If you carry a cell phone with you, there are several different ways that cell phone can and is being used to track your movements. And a lot of that came out during the pandemic when different researchers started using, now, admittedly, they supposedly divorced the personal data from the location data. But the ability is to hook you to your cell phone and really track you around town as if you're like one of those old wildlife shows with a tag in your ear that's sending a radio signals out. I mean, it really does act as a tracking beacon. So if you carry your cell phone with you everywhere, there's a real potential that it could act as a tracking beacon, and it does create a record of where you've been. And then add to that your face for facial recognition databases. Add to that your credit card usage, because that certainly is a record of where you've been. Add to that your license plate. I mean, it becomes increasingly difficult to have an anonymous life unless you live off the grid someplace and rarely go into town and use cash for your purchases. We really are kind of tagged and tracked, and that's, the future that we have ahead of us looks like it's more and more of that in the hands of people that we may not want to trust with that kind of power.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. So if people do want to learn more about this, if you could give us the website address again of that organization.
Absolutely. This is atlasofsurveillance.org, and it's a project of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So it's really a handy tool, and if it doesn't scare you, well, you're probably a little more cynical than I am.
J.D. Ticcioli, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Reason.com, always great with this stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.